This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M like Mary, O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Nancy Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, like Mary, date of birth 3/14/1950. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Durham with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was February 3rd of this year. She's feeling better than she had previously, and her weight is up 4 pounds over the last 6 months. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight Xarelto 20 milligram daily. She takes Multac 400 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril is 40 milligram daily. And she's on Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day, as well as Zyrtec 10 milligram daily if needed for allergies. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, pulse is 60. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 30th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR 59. Albumin 4, calcium 9. Sodium is 134, slightly low. She usually runs 136 to 137. Potassium is 4.8. Carbon dioxide 27. Magnesium 1.9. Phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin is 12.0. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. The patient will check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Xarelto and also on Multac. And 4, mild hyponatremia. The patient has been drinking more fluids in the summer because she thought she was supposed to because of the heat. She does not go outside, nor does she exercise, so she's actually not losing any fluids by sweat. So she shouldn't increase her fluid intake. We've asked her to continue a fluid restriction of 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours, and that should correct the low sodium that just recently showed up on labs. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.